Pam Pinnison. I was about 18 years old when I joined the Wrens and went to work on the bombs in Eastcote, in Middlesex.
In Middlesex. Mm-hmm. And how were you recruited? How did you end up being a Wren?
All the Wrens were volunteers. There were no conscripts in the Wrens. So I volunteered as soon as I was old enough.
And when? How did they decide that you would be a good person to operate a bomb?
So that remains a bit of a mystery, really, because they didn't tell us what we were going to do. Kept us an extra week at the training centre, where I presume they did some psychological tests or something. Perhaps I was good at crossword puzzles. Maybe that was the reason why.
And what was your first impression when you arrived there?
I suppose I was very young and I just accepted that this was a job that we had to do. I've often wondered since then how it was that 18 and 19 year olds never spoke of what they did for such a long time, and in this day and age that would not be possible.
No.
But it was extraordinary then. We just never thought about it.
What did you tell your parents when they asked you what you were doing?
We were told to say that we were writers, which is secretarial. And we didn't have badges, so that wouldn't draw attention to us. We also had very low ranks. We were not used ranks the same as you would in another naval establishment, because they didn't want to draw attention to us.
So as a bomb operator, what did you spend your hours on shift doing?
Well, you were either working one of the bombs, which you've seen here today, or you were in an office whenever one of the bombs stopped. You would go into your opposite number and tell them where the stop was, and then they would phone through to Bletchley. I'm not sure it was Fact 7 or which one it was, but then you would know if you had changed, if you had broken the code, and you would be given something else to put on the bomb.
So how did you feel when you found out you had broken the code?
I think we were very pleased, but we didn't know what was in it most of the time, of course.
Right.
We weren't privy to what was in it, and so we didn't know that. But we worked in big bays with about 8 or 10 machines, maybe, I can't remember, in each bay, and each bay was called after a country. So if you were in, for instance, Holland, you might work on Amsterdam or Rotterdam. So if you did speak out of turn outside, that wouldn't mean anything to anyone.
Okay. And which country were you?
Well, we varied from different places.
Okay.
Latterly, I was doing naval ones, which were quite high speed and quite complicated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was it like working with the bombs? I imagine it would be quite noisy.
It was quite noisy, and it was quite hard work, because you had to, physical hard work, you had to pull the drums on and off the machine each time, and you had to be extremely accurate. All my life that stood me in good stead, because I have to be meticulous in everything I do, because you couldn't make mistakes. And you had to plug up the back of the machine as well, according to a menu. I've told my children and grandchildren many times that I'm making a mess of the computer, that I worked on long before they did. Thank you very much.
And what did you do after the war?
After the war, well, then I got married shortly after the war, so I didn't... busy raising a family after that.
And so you were never tempted to try computers again, or?
I have done. I do have a computer now. Yes.
You do.
Yes.
And you're on email.
Yes, but I'm not very good at it.
No, good for you. Good for you. And what do you think is your biggest memory looking back at your time at Eastcote now?
Looking back, I don't know. I suppose the companionship. There were a lot of people there, and they were all very young. And, of course, we were there at the time of the flying bombs and the doom bikes in London. We were not supposed to go into London, but nobody paid any attention to that. I suppose that's one of my big memories of going into London and seeing the damage. I wouldn't have missed it for anything at all, but I'd forgotten all about it, really, as everyone did, until the last 2 years.
And do you think, are you glad you, is that what you did as opposed to being a land girl?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. I really, really enjoyed. At the time we grumbled, as everybody did. But yes, I wouldn't have been a very good land girl, no.
Wonderful. That's brilliant.